Bless his holy name. And had it in your heart and in your spirit. This is number 15. If God be for us, who can be against us? Let me just say this before I start on this message. I just got to say this. This on last week, a preacher was subpoenaed for preaching the truth. And I told y'all that over 15 years ago, that's going to happen. Out in Texas, they subpoenaed him. They want to check out his message, examine his message before he preached. Some of you about you all about heard on TV. I didn't hear all of it, but the biggest of it. And out in Houston, Texas, and they call for homosexuality. I told y'all two men gonna walk down this aisle 15 years ago, and they gonna want to get married. I said, I ain't going to do it. I said, who's going to jail with me? I told y'all that 15 years ago. Y'all haven't seen nothing yet. You've got to listen to the preacher. Not the world out there. You've got to listen to the preacher who's been called by God. You've got to listen. If you ain't got confidence in your preacher, you don't need to be there. I mean that. I just had to say that. But let me go on. I'm not through with it. Let me just say this. I mean that. American worldly peoples are getting ready for their final battle with the Church of Christ. You can mark that down if you want. Just the final battle. I promise you. Why, Reverend Walker? Because sin can't get no worse than homosexuality. This the last go round. Watch. This the last go round. Watch. Same sex marriage is abomination. This the last go round. Jesus finna do something. Americans better get themselves together. That's what they put. But they won't get together. This the last go round. Now you watch. Watch. We take this thing lightly. This thing is real. Can't get no worse. It can't get no worse than homosexuality. You're right. It destroyed the population of mankind. It's abomination, it's impure, it's filthy, and it's unclean. God said, I said, God said that. Can't get no worse than that. And this day last go round. I didn't know we were going to get here quite this early. Got to show my message. Because of homosexuality. You got to check my message out first. We haven't seen nothing yet. 37 churches already, states, already done voted yes. They haven't been by the Supreme Court yet. And the president already said, okay. It's coming. American haven't seen nothing yet because they've given away their God. They hate the name Jesus. Worldly folks. A lot of church folks, worldly. How y'all gonna get that over right there? We still, if he's for you, who can be against you? Who can be against you? Sunday before last, we stopped off telling you that Brother Timothy. Y'all know him. Had a spiritual Christian problem. But still saved. But he became spiritually cold towards Jesus, his Savior. Still saved, but spiritually what? Cold towards who? Jesus, his who? Savior. Cold. Towards his Savior. And my brothers and sisters, let me read a scripture here and I'm going on. Look at Romans 1 and 16, if you will. Paul's writing, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greeks. Paul was talking about the past, the present, and the future of the gospel. But Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. In other words, Paul was saying, I'm ready to preach Jesus Christ. Wherever I go, I'm ready to preach Jesus Christ. Why, Paul? I know it's power. It's the power of God. Let's read Paul put so much emphasis on it. It is what? The power of God. Paul was saying, I know who I was before I met him. I wasn't afraid of nobody. Folk was running from me because they was afraid of me. But I know this man here. He done something for me. I know his power in him. It's the power of God unto salvation. Paul saying, if he stopped me, I know he could stop everybody. I'm the chief of sinners. If he get a hold to me, he wasn't afraid of me. He got me. He'll get anybody. I don't care how bad you think you are. God will stop you. Can't get bad as God. Bless his holy name. So if he for you, who can be against you? Timothy had a cold problem towards God. And my brother and sister, the Lord got me dealing with twofold message to the church. A twofold message to the church. Number one, he wants to encourage the saints of God in the whole chapter of Romans 8. Go home and just read Romans 8. I told you a few Sundays ago, it's for the saints of God. It's not for sinners. It's for what? The saints of God. The whole 8th chapter of Romans. In the key verse, if God be for us, who can be against us? So we are not to fear or be afraid. We are not to fear or be afraid. God gave us spirit, the spirit power, and not the spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit. And don't let it stop you from doing what the Spirit of God tells you to do. Two spirits fighting one another in you if you don't watch yourself. If you let the spirit of fear take over, he'll take over every time. But you got the power of God to overcome the spirit of fear. The devil put fear in you. He is a spirit. Failures of what? Spirit. He don't want you to stand up for Christ. He wants you to give in. Bless his holy name. And if you don't watch yourself, you'll give in every time. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, God good to all of us, especially those who are in the house, hold a peace. We not to fear and not to be afraid. He gave us power. I want you to read some, Paul. I'm dealing with fear now. Shame and fear and afraid. Because this is what happened to the church. Just like it happened to Timothy, it happened to us right now. God Almighty. It's going to show up, shut up a few more years from now. Don't know how long, but it's coming, I promise you. We already chicken already. And I don't know what's going to happen when it's done in America. That was a little cue in Houston, Texas on last week. Pastor, get together. Got to show my message to the judge. I've got to show my message to somebody worldly what God done gave me. Because you don't want me saying about homosexuality. It's coming. It's already here. I thought it was going to be a little longer, but it's already here. Heart of mine. I was talking to a preacher. He teach seminaries and things, and he just told me. We were talking last week. He said, Reverend, he said, you'll be surprised. Come on, teach him, he said. Right. You'll be surprised how many folks go to school to be a preacher. You don't go to school to be no preacher. I don't care who put their hands on your head. If you ain't been called by God, you're still not a preacher. You go to school, cause you're a preacher. Preaching is a calling. I said it's a calling. I said it's a calling. I said it's a calling. You don't know God doesn't call you to preach because you can't help yourself. You don't jump up holler, I'm a preacher. No. I don't care who put their hand on your head. And they in seminary teaching all this ungodly stuff and to give in. No, we don't give in. God put the power of power in us, not fear. We got to stand up to preach the gospel regardless of what may happen. If God is on my side, who can be against me? If you want me to die for the gospel, let me die for the gospel. In these last days, fear in the saints. Paul, look at Psalm for me. 34:4. Watch this. Just watch. Let's talk about some fear. Why these fellas back in the Old Testament?
I saw the Lord.
Yeah.
And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears.
He done what? He sought the Lord. Yeah. In other words, I went to the Lord.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
Just like when you're just about to run out of gas, you stop at the service station. Yeah. Give me a little gas. I'm about to go somewhere, Joe. And I need a little gas. Yeah. But David said, I sought the Lord. Yeah. Give me some gas. Did I say that? Let me say it. Don't let me say it. Notice he heard me. Evidently, he can talk back to me. Because he heard me and delivered me from my what? Fear. All of it.
All of it. All of it.
Fear is a spirit. The devil put fear in saints. They get chicken.
Yeah, all right.
You ought to talk to the Lord. This is the church problem. Now come. This is the church problem. They get chicken. David said, I talked to the Lord. He stood me up. God of mine. Got away my fear. Bless his holy. Read on, Paul. I want Proverbs for me. I want you to watch these old saints. Proverbs 1:33. God of mine.
But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear and evil. Excuse me, fear of evil.
The fear. Be quiet. Oh, my. Who shall be what? Quiet. From what? Fear and evil. Who? God Almighty. First of all, we not to be quiet from fear. In a sense, we get shaky.
Well.
Talk to your human. The flesh gets shaky.
Yes,
but the quietness touch the fear. Get rid of the fear. The quietness of the soul. Although my flesh may be trembling. But I got some strength on the inside. Just get rid of fear. Because I got power to come on high. We're not the only somebody had to face the devil. The church seems like we're the only somebody face the devil. Saints been facing the devil ever since in the eve of God. Not the God of Eve. Anyone want to fix that? He's still here. Satan is still here in every corner of the earth. He's still here. But don't forget, God made your world. And he controls everything in your world. I gave you power. I gave you power. Power overcome fear. The power of God overcome what? Fear. God Almighty. Reason I've been on this so long, the Holy Ghost will let me get off it.
Right.
He said, this went wrong with the 21st century church. God Almighty. This is our problem. Let me last in evil days. We are chicken. But if God be for you, God, who can be against you? Paul, look at Psalm 23 for me and 4. We don't somebody been facing the devil. I'll be all day just talking about go back to Genesis. I'm all day talking about full face the devil.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
God Almighty. Look what you got there now. Lord have mercy. Even the valley of the shadow of death. I see death shadow walking all around me. But I see somebody else in me. Because I know he in me. And I know he got power over evil. I will feel no what? Why? Because thou art what? He my what? And my what? He comfort me. My rod and my staff.
Right.
If I get a little weak, I got a staff to lean on. But why an animal come at me, I can hit him with the staff. Feel no evil. Because thou art with me, God Almighty. Not only with me, he in me.
All right.
I said he in me. God Almighty. We got to understand the thing. I don't know why we're so chicken in these 21st century. What's wrong with us? We haven't seen nothing yet.
Well,
it's coming. I done told you, it's coming. And I told you a few months ago, I said, nobody better not get shot up in church. We may have six to come back. Five or whatever. Because we don't want to leave here. For God's sake and nobody else's sake. I can worship at home now. Oh no, come to church. If you want to, I'll get you at home. I got a mosquito bite you and kill you if I want to kill you. But if I'm with you, who can be a fuck against you? I'm with you. You're my rod and my staff. He comfort me. Paul, look at Psalm 27 and 1 for me. God Almighty.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Who owned the whole world, and the one that God done saved shake more in the world like that.
All right.
World of folk not afraid of nothing.
Amen.
Here the one that owned the world.
Yeah.
Owned everything in the world. The Lord is my what? Light. Matter of fact, I can see. Not only spiritually, but with my natural eye. But I can see something where the world don't see. I see somebody behind everything that's happening in this world. They can't see because they are spiritually blind. He's my light, I can see. He's my salvation. I've been delivered, already been delivered, already been delivered, already been delivered. Get over yonder. I'm already over yonder. Well, let me say this.
Go ahead.
My seat is already there. Ain't nobody got to hold no seat for me. My seat is already there. He's my salvation.
Yeah.
Whom shall I fear? Yes, the devil, everywhere you go, in every church you there. But whom shall I fear? The Lord is my what? When I get weak, I got some what? And he my what? Life. You can't take my life. God got my what? Life. Whom shall I be afraid of?
Well.
I know you're a bad Negro, but you can't do nothing with the law.
Go ahead. Yes. Oh, yes, sir.
What's wrong with the church?
Uh-huh.
I can see it coming from the depths of my heart. It's on its way. Watch. This the last go round for the world. Watch. This the last thing. Homosexuality is one of the worst things that a man can do.
Amen.
That a woman can do. I don't care how you try to fix it up. Yeah. Trying to make the church accept the mess. You need last days. But who can be for you?
Well,
if God is for you. Who can be against you? If God is for you. And my brother and sister, Paul encouraging us even not to be ashamed of the testimony of Jesus Christ. Told Timothy, boy, you scared? And plus ashamed. He had two things going against him, Jesse. Shame and afraid. If that don't fit the 21st century church, give me some 50-50.
All right.
Shame and afraid. That's us today. We serve a God holy world in this age. Watch this. Listen to that moment. Can't nobody take your life if God doesn't allow it.
That's right.
God allows what he wants you to allow. But he guarantees you he's by your side. I say he guarantees you he's by your side. If I'm for you, who can be against you?
Well,
in the last. Yeah. But we are ashamed. I'm gonna stay with it a while now. These are two things got the church shaking. These two things, right here. Fred and shame. Paul, get your Bible. Look at Psalm 25 and 2. What you trying to say? I'm trying to let you know it hasn't just started. I'm letting you know it's already been. These folks were ashamed, was ashamed of him, and some was afraid. But y'all proved, it been proved that God gonna tell you over. In this 21st century, God gonna take us over who love the law. Yeah. Read, Paul.
Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me.
God Almighty. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody need to say that right now.
All right.
Oh, Lord, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemy triumph over me. I'm not ashamed of my Jesus. I'm not ashamed of my Christ who died on the cross for me. Let me tell you this. If you love the law, if you've been converted and love the law, you're going to have some enemies.
All right.
Always remember that. But you ain't got to be walking around shaking. Right. Read Romans 8. Go home and read it. Heart of mine. But I can't see anything. Y'all see that hand you get there? See it, don't you? Now watch this. Now just like that hand, God got us in his hand just like this. He got you in his hand just like this. He got his church in his hand just like this. You kept. Can't nobody open his hand and pluck you out of his hand. I don't care how they dig ditch it for you. I don't care how they lie on you. You are protected. I want you to get hit side of the head every while. I let your head out.
Well,
I'm still in control, he said. I let the devil hit you every once in a while, but you're still in my care. I take you that. You just keep on lifting up my name. They cannot triumph over you. They will never win. They cannot win. Can't never win. He got everything in his hand. He can. Paul, how about reading another scripture from me? Look at Psalm 119 and 6, and then skip to the 46. I'm reading this to let y'all know. We ain't like we don't want somebody to go through the trouble. See, we have a bunch of money. We got it so good. Some old saints ain't got nobody like us. They have nobody. They think now. They were saved, all right. But look at us now. They struggled.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. Read, Paul.
Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments.
I respect you, but why am I ashamed? I'm not ashamed. I won't be ashamed. When I respect unto all thy commandments. I respect all your commandments. God Almighty. Why should I be ashamed? And when, watch this now. When you thought of doing what God tell you to do, huh? Folks gonna talk about you.
All right. All right.
It don't take all of that. I'm a us, you know. I'm one of them us, you know. And so it don't take all. Every time you see us, you say, hallelujah. It been saying hot dog. Unto all of his command, I'm not ashamed of none of
them.
If it says sin is sin,
yeah,
it's sin.
All right. Yeah.
If the holy is holy, it's holy.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed of God's word. 66 book. I'm not ashamed of nothing God done said.
All right.
Well, thing about God and his word, it disturbs folks.
Right,
it disturbs what you want to do and don't feel good at doing it.
Right,
when you know about it. It disturbs.
Yes, sir.
That means folks run from church to church. You're trying to duck the word of God. You got to meet the word of God. I don't care where you go.
Right.
You got to meet it by yourself.
Yeah.
Your word of God's going to be here, over yonder, across yonder, over yonder, under yonder, through yonder, by yonder. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
Folks be running from their sin.
Yeah.
You got to see it in you. You got to get it out of you.
Yeah.
He the only one able to get it out of you. Bless his holy name. So I'm not ashamed of his commandment. Bless his holy name. Now look at Mark. Now Paul, go to 36. Oh, 46. I don't think I got that yet.
No, sir. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed.
You tell me, Reverend Walker, yeah. If they put you in the White House, yeah. I won't be ashamed.
All right.
I'm going to tell them the same thing I tell y'all. Ain't got nothing else to tell them. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Ain't gonna have around trying to find something cute. No. I'ma tell them what just said the Lord. King and no Elmer King, everybody else. Big shots and little shots. Famous, unfamous. Your favorite football player, your favorite basketball player. I'm going to tell them the same thing.
Yeah.
And won't be ashamed of that testimony.
Amen.
before kings, big shots, rich folks. Get around. Sometimes preachers, you got a lot of rich folks, you know. He got to be very careful what he said. Sometimes God want to kick them out of the pulpit because they're scared to bring the truth. Not ashamed. Oh, boy. Shame. Y'all, watch this, watch this. Here God hanging on that cross. Think now, think. Buck naked, partner. Was he ashamed? He's done that for you and me. If he had not, we wouldn't have no way to go to heaven. Ain't no way to go to heaven but through Jesus Christ. There's no other way to go to heaven but through Jesus Christ. There's no other way to go to heaven but through Jesus Christ. He died for the whole world, but the whole world don't want him.
You're right. So right.
Why? Why? Why, Jesse? One of the reasons, oh my, they love this present world.
You're right.
They don't want to give up what they got. You tell me I'm going to stop doing all that drinking and partying and drugs and all that stuff. You stop if you want to, but now God still word going to be his word now. If you want to go where you want to go, go on.
Well,
he died for everybody.
Yeah.
Whosoever will, let him come.
Yeah. Amen.
We don't compromise no word of God. Too many preachers in the pulpit compromise.
You're right. Amen.
Bless his holy name. There ain't no compromise in here. These people, you know, they went through something.
Yes, sir.
And they're ashamed of Jesus Christ. The average church folks are ashamed of him. Some of what wrong. Shame and afraid. Paul, look at Mark 8 and 38 for me. God Almighty, bless his holy name. God's so good to us, and so many folk laid down last night, didn't get up this morning.
Amen.
Living like that we living. Read, Paul.
Whosoever, therefore, shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation.
Listen to that good.
Of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
Lord have mercy. Y'all hear that thing say? If you shame of me here in this sinful adultery world, it's more sinful than righteous. If you don't want to own me here, you think I'm going to own you over yonder?
Right.
I'm going to be ashamed of you just like you were ashamed of me.
Come on,
yeah. Was I ashamed when I was out there hanging on the cross for your nasty sin?
Well, come on.
Did you not know why his Father turned his back on him? Why he was hanging on that cross? Because he was sin. He had our sin. That means it got dark because it was what? Sin. He went out. The light went out because he became what? Sin. The Bible said it got dark, didn't it? Well, why? Because he was sin. He's not the light of the world. Now he what? Sin. Not his own sin, but our sin. That means the Father done like this on him. My God! My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He can't look at sin. And that's when it got dark. Because he was our what? Sister Abraham. Go ahead,
Pastor.
Watch this. How can you kill life who give life? How can you take somebody's life who already give life? Ain't nobody else nowhere to give life but God. He died for our sin that we can have eternal life. Y'all get that good now? He died for our sin that we can have eternal life. All of us going to live somewhere, eat what? Eternally. But it's going to be eternal damnation. No one who's going to give their life to Christ. But he died that we may have eternal what? Life. Because he already had it fixed. If he had not got up, I had to preach another type of gospel.
All right.
But he got up. I had to preach a gospel last. I don't know what happened to him, but I know what happened to him. I can't end my sermon saying, early Sunday morning. He got up and over. I can't say that, didn't you? I couldn't say that. But he got up. I said he got up. Reverend Walker, you wasn't there. But he got up. The reason I know he got up, the Holy Ghost told my soul he is alive. You got to know that for your own self, that he is alive. And when he comes into your life, you'll know he is alive. You can't deny the Savior to save your life. I know he is alive. I'm preaching it. Yeah. Just like Paul said, he lived. Yeah. Paul said, I'm the bad joker. But he got a hope to Paul. Yeah. He couldn't deny it. No way he go. Yeah. I can't deny it.
Right.
No way I try.
Yeah.
See, you got to know that for your own self. We can't be ashamed. If you own me, I own you. One day all of us got to face him. He's the one that put him on the cross. They got to face Jesus. I said the one that put him on the cross. But Reverend Walker, they dead, but they got to come out the grave. Them folks that put him on the grave, they got to come up out of hell. They in hell. They got to come out of hell on judgment day for those who didn't give their life to Christ. They got to bow down to him. You can bow now or bow later. Everybody, every knee got to what? Bow. Whether you save or lost, you got to what? Bow. The one that put him on the cross got to come up out of hell and look at Jesus. When they see him, they're going to do like this.
Well,
we killed the wrong man.
Well,
we crucified the wrong man. I'm kind of glad I wasn't back there. I might have been with that crowd, but glad I wasn't back there. You tell you what reason, glad I'm back. Well, I'm just, let me say this, y'all. See, God gave me a voice. I'm just singing a little bit, you know, singing the quartet. And, you know, Pharisee may have had me singing in the temple. Yeah, he can sing. Come on and sing a hymn for us. I've been right there with him. But thank God, I wasn't back there. If you shame your own me, folks, I know sometimes I'm hard. I'm not hard on y'all. I love y'all. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I know what God has done for me. I'm not going to play with your soul. I declare it's real. God knows it's real. Jesus is real. I know a lot of folks play around with him, but I declare he real. You didn't call me to preach. You didn't.
That's right.
He called me.
Yeah.
I wasn't dreaming. He called me.
Yeah.
I was on my job. He called me. Preach. I'm just like Paul. He real, boy.
All right.
He real. You thought I would jump up, start a preaching? Boy, no, no. Not a rebel walk.
All right.
I was doing my work.
Uh-huh.
See? I said I was doing my work.
Uh-huh.
Working for my family. He disturbed me.
Yeah.
Heart of mine.
Yeah.
But boy, I'm glad he just done.
Well, all right. Go ahead.
I was on my winning machine.
Yeah.
I was running the winning machine.
All right.
Making winnings.
Yeah.
And Lumberjack Packing House. But something happened to me. I told the boss man I'm not to leave. He was a little young fella. He called Reverend Rogers. He Reverend Rogers, don't see about the better around here. I believe he got the truth.
All right,
I have a toothache, all right. But a toothache from heaven! That was a cold place.
Uh-huh.
I know Sister Haynes may not be here, but me and her husband wasn't together too, bless her heart, his heart. He was in a cold department. The whole place cold, but about 50 something degrees where I was, but he was below zero. He had to cut the frozen meat. Because it got to be frozen all the time. Lord, when the Lord hit me, God Almighty, I had to go tell him because we was church members together. Chairman and co-chairman of the trustee board. The Holy Ghost, I went out there and told him, I said, Tim, he said, Jenny, well, I'm not going to tell the world about Jesus.
All right. All right. All right, man.
But the depth of my heart, I ain't got to lie no kind of way. I'll be scared to lie.
Right.
He said, when I shook his hand, below zero now. He said, when I shook it, he said, he threw up his hand. I'm not bragging. In a cold place, but he went up his arm. Roger, finally come around now. And we're going to the dressing room to change clothes. And what's wrong, Walker? What's wrong? When I get ready to tell him, God Almighty. When I get ready to tell him, I said, ain't nothing wrong, Roger. I'm just got to go tell the world. When I said, Jesus, he knocked me to the floor. Wham! I mean, knock me to the floor. Got it then? Got to change my clothes. He asked me again. But Roger, nothing, Roger. I'm going to tell the world about BAM. It's something about that name. Ah! It's something about his name. I said something about his name. I dare you to call him. I got to my pastor house. Let me go finish that story. I got to my pastor house. I went in and knocked on the door. He said, come in, Walker. He didn't know what was wrong. He was in the living room. I was quiet. I said, what wrong? I said, I'm got to go tell the world. When I said Jesus, I fell in the living room. Bam! Want to go knock me down again.
All right.
But the strange thing, he can knock you down, don't step, get over.
Lord.
It's just like rubber. When he knocks you down, you bounce right back up. For Jesus. Yeah. I'm not boasting. I'm not bragging. I'm going to tell the world everywhere I go. Everywhere. Everywhere. Hey, Lord. He's a good God. Ain't he good? Ain't he good? Have you tried him? Make a way. Hey, yes. The reason I know he'll make a way, he made a way for me many times. You ought to tell the story yourself sometime. Tell the world. Tell the world. Tell the world that he died. He died. He died. He died. But I not a phony. He real. Don't be afraid. God fights your battle for you. You just be still. Love them. He'll take care of that. You just be still. Let the Lord fight your battle for you. Don't be ashamed and don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed of me. Own him everywhere you go.
Everywhere.
on him. He saved me. I'm not going to hell because of him. I don't have to pray every night, Lord, don't let me go to hell. I'm not going to hell. My price already been paid. I put my trust in him. Because I know you got up. Call me in me. And you'll be able to say the same thing. If you don't met Jesus as your Savior. Don't be ashamed of him, y'all. Please don't. Because he'll be ashamed of you. Because all of us got to face him one day. Even if folk out of hell got to come out of hell and face him. And then go to the lake of fire after that forever. I'm so glad I don't have to go. I'm trying to do all I can to keep other folk from going. And that's your job and my job. Don't be ashamed of the testimony of Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid. If God wants to get you up for the gospel, can't nobody stop that. Whatever the case may be, you just stand up for me. You got reward and crown waiting on you. But main thing, you got eternal life. Let us all stand. Yeah.
Hey, my knee. Hey, Jesus.
of change and give your life to Jesus, Lord. You got to face it one day. God knows everybody got to face it. Well, but be saved when you got to face it. All of us got to face it. Everybody. But we who've been born again, we gave our life for. We'll be with him throughout eternity. Nothing but unspeakable joy. A joy man don't even know nothing about. Unspeakable. We've got words for that. When we be with him forever and ever and ever. Except a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He had it so simple. He said, thou shalt be saved. Whosoever will, let him come. Those still open. May God bless you. Read the second chapter.
Pastor Walker, we have Evangeline Williams coming on Christian Experience.
Pastor Williams? Thank you for everything. We thank you for the ups and the downs, the good and the bad, the friends and the enemies. For we know we're safe and we are sound. Thank you for putting us in your kingdom. You told us that you with us. Who can be against us? Give us the boldness that we need. Don't let us be ashamed and afraid of the testimony of Jesus Christ. You already proved that you love us when you died for the cross. Oh, help the Father. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for every soul that presents. Some had to leave, but whatever, bless them. Let every soul leave here with a blessing. I don't know what song I'm going through with, but there's nothing too hard for you. All things are possible with you. If you can't be thick, you can fix it.